This week we have really great guests, but as we recorded the podcast, there was a few sound issues, so we just wanted to do a clean version so that we give the props that are demanded for our guests. And why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest, Jessica?
Yeah, first, it's going to be sitting to my left. She has been in multiple horror movies. She has hosted the Avian Awards, and she's a hilarious comedian, Rebecca Cochin.
And then our second guest?
He is, originally I met him in Sacramento. He also has a show that he does at the Improv, Comedians You Should Know. So if you follow that on Instagram, Mr. Aaron Weaver.
Wonderful. And we just wanted to say thank you guys so much for all the support you've been giving us and the listening and the views on YouTube. And we've really enjoyed doing the Liars Club. If you have any suggestions of comedians that you would like us to get on, please email us. You can email us through the Liars Club website and or through our Twitter. Thank you.
And you have not been lied to.
No, it's about to go down, though. Do you want to add anything else? All right, so I think the microphone is fixed now, so we're going to continue.
Oh,
Rebecca,
excellent.
Would you start your story first?
I will. Wait, so am I going to tell them one after another?
No, you're going to tell one, and then this gentleman's going to tell one, then you're going to tell.
Okay.
I'm going to rotate it around.
Okay, got it. Okay, so I grew up in Las Vegas, right? And when I was 7 years old, well, I guess Teddy Savalas used to always be known for saying, like, who loves you, baby, right?
Teddy Savalas from the show Kojak.
Right.
Right.
So, but there was this commercial in Las Vegas where he would go, who loves you, baby? The furniture store, that's who. But I don't think that was, I assume this was a national commercial. It obviously wasn't. But when I was seven, there was this contest. It wasn't a contest, but it was like, you know, you showed up and they were going to, like, pick a kid to, like, get to be on the commercial. You know what I mean? And, like,
for the furniture store?
Mm-hmm. Okay. For the furniture store, and he got to go there, and so I got to be on this commercial with Teddy Savalas, being like, "Who loves you, baby? The furniture store, that's who."
And how did you got picked out of how many people? How many kids?
Three.
It was like probably like 15, realistically. You know what I mean? But right. I was like, I can do. You know what I mean? So it was.
How old were you? Good.
Seven.
So how did it end up? How did it turn out?
It was on. They ran it for a little bit because that was like a thing. He was always on. I don't know why it had to do with the furniture store, but he was on these commercials for the furniture store. And so it ran in Las Vegas for a while. And
what year do you think this was?
Okay. So if I was seven, it would have been like 92, 91, 92.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Does he have? Do you not have any kids of his own?
Did he?
Yeah, because most furniture store commercials, you always put your own family in them.
Well, I don't even
know. So not Teddy Savalas, but the person that owned the furniture store.
I feel like the furniture store must have been like paying Teddy Savalas to do this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like it was just a Las Vegas thing, and he was always in Las Vegas still at that time, you know what I mean? So...
What was the name of the furniture store?
The commercial was, who loves you, baby? The furniture store, that's who. So it was just the furniture store in Las Vegas.
Are you serious? Just the furniture store?
Just the furniture store, serious.
Do you remember how close were you to Teddy Savalas? Were you like...
Super close, like this close to him.
Uh-huh. Could you smell him?
Mm-hmm.
He smelled like cigars.
Uh-huh.
He smelled like cigars?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You would love that guy, huh?
No, it's just because the comedy store used to have like a satellite club at Universal. Old Sheraton Hotel. I don't even know if it's still a Sheraton at Universal Studios, right? And he lived in that hotel room.
Oh, he lived there?
He lived there. And so she had it downstairs and like refitted some kind of like conference room or something like that. And he would always come down, and it was around like 90, 91, 92. But I never saw him smoking. I wonder if that has anything to do, because his big thing was he used to eat a lollipop all
right,
the time.
Right. That was the thing, because he had a lollipop.
I'm curious to wonder how many people that are watching actually know or remember who Teddy Savalas was.
Right, I know.
I don't know what he smells like.
I don't know watching him. It was just like there's certain people in Las Vegas at that time, like late 80s, early 90s, that had like this celebrity stature.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was one of them. Yeah. I mean, he was a celebrity.
And
you know?
He was at the end of his
furniture
career,
store.
But he was in a bunch of great movies, war movies, like iconic.
Right.
I can't think of one to name, but like a couple of big ones. And then he had a show called Kojak, and that was a huge hit in the 70s. And the reason, because the other day we had Jimmy Schubert on, and I called him Cliff Clavin. And no one else but Jimmy Schubert and I knew who Cliff Clavin was.
What you said, from Cheers, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know who Cliff Clavin was?
No.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, but I know
even
what he smells like.
Even from Cheers?
From Cheers, yeah, no.
Really?
No, I still don't know.
You never seen
I've watched a little bit. I haven't watched a lot.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, he was a know-it-all that sat at the bar all drunkies. So what do you remember about him specifically that you were like, did you...
I didn't meet him. I didn't know at all. I just know that my dad was really excited because it was Teddy Savalas. You know what I mean? And I was like, I'm going to be on TV. You know
what
I mean?
Does he look like? Does he? I'm picturing like wavy...
No. Wow. No, you are so
immediately
off.
Wrong.
I was actually going to tell y'all, I only know who Kojak is because I know a guy in Pikeville, Kentucky, who doesn't have a single bit of hair, I assume, anywhere. I've never seen him fully naked. But and he looks like Kojak or Telly Savalas does with, like, you know, big old bald forehead and stuff. So that's everybody in Pikeville, Kentucky calls him Kojak.
So you don't remember so you don't remember anything specific about him, like impression?
He just said, like, oh, hey, how are you doing? You know what I mean? I remember being like, and they told me to stand there and just be like, the furniture store, that's you. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you actually had a line.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was he buff? Was he ripped?
No. He was an older man. You know what I mean? He was clearly 70
by that time.
Oh, right. It was just a gig, you know, but he seemed nice. He didn't seem like a douche.
Did you get money like when you were 18? From that, or
fuck no,
no.
Did you get money when you were 8 years old? However
fuck
old
no.
you were,
someone did. I didn't get any money from that.
Oh,
too.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever ask your parents what happened to my Telly?
I did a beauty pageant too when I was younger, and I was always like, I wonder whatever happened to that money too. You know what I mean?
Damn. Oh well, they just raised you, clothed you, gave you a place to stay.
Right, exactly. Who? It was probably like nothing. You know what I mean? Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
I'm over it.
Okay, all right. Clearly, we're trying to punch a hole into the story. That's all we're asking these questions. We're not trying to make it personal.
Well, you said he never smelled like smoke, so that's...
Yeah, I never...
It smelled like cigars, not like cigarette smoke. Not like that Vegas-y... You know how, like, everything when you go to Vegas, it smells like that? It smelled like old school, like, cigar-y smoke.
And how long did it run for?
Like 6 months.
And were you like at school? Was everyone like, it's a furniture store girl? Were people doing that?
No, not really. No one really cared. Yeah. That time.
Yeah.
Really. In fact, there were other kids that were on commercials too. Like, it wasn't that big. Like, Vegas was really small in that time. That was before the huge boom. It was like a smaller community. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So, like, I knew of other kids that were on commercials.
So, did you audition for that?
No, they kind of just like picked. There was an audition, but they just... Clearly, we're looking for a kid that was, like, not afraid to speak publicly and was, like, you know, cool with being in front of the camera and stuff like that. So,
wow. How many commercials have you done?
That's the only one.
Are you serious?
The only one. I've never booked a commercial in my life in Los Angeles. That's, like, I've never booked a commercial.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
There you go.
You know, sometimes the simplest stories are the best stories, as I have been known to say on this podcast. Don't you agree?
I totally agree.
Yeah, not too flashy. It's not sexual. It's nothing crazy. Just a simple story. Thank you for your story.
Well, it is an old man with a lollipop.
Yeah, I know.
That is a little sexual.
True that.
But
true
he
that.
Never did a lollipop while he was on set. Or
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
he
yeah.
did.
No, for
he
sure,
did.
Because that was like his thing. You know what I mean?
Wow. Did he have diabetes? That's a lot of lollipops.
I don't know. He did it because to not smoke or something. But that was on his character, too, in Kojak, that he would eat a lollipop like that. Yeah. Yeah. And you know who his daughter is? His stepdaughter was Nicolette Sheridan.
Owner of the Sheridan Hotels.
Really?
Wow.
No, shut up. That's spelled different.
You're hilarious.
She is, though. All right. All right. So it's now your turn. Your story.
Hey, Facebook. Do you want me to start with the true one or the false one?
What
I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm just kidding. Okay. this happened recently, within the last year. It actually involves your friend, Mike Sella.
Yeah.
From Sacramento.
Right.
So me and Mike, we did a little run through the Northwest of comedy shows. And we're going to Humboldt from Sacramento. And we're taking whatever that highway is that weaves through the woods and the mountains. I don't know what it is, but you got to take it to get to the coast from Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As we're driving to get to Humboldt, we pass a sign that says, like, tigers, big cats, come check it out. So we pass it, and then, like, 10 seconds after that, we're still driving, and we look at each other. We're like, yo, we should go see these tigers, you know? So we, like, turn around, go check out this place, and it's just, like, this zoo of exotic animals in the middle of nowhere. And it's got tigers, it's got lions, it's got snow leopards.
Do you have giraffes?
I think it had two giraffes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It did.
Have you been there?
I think I've been there.
You've been there?
Is it like a kid thing? Like where and they do wine. It's for kids, but it's like a supposed to be like a safari. I can't remember the name of it. Like a safari thing.
No, nah, this was an adult zoo.
Are you serious?
It didn't feel like a kid theme. It felt you're here to look at it.
When you pulled into the property, were they nice buildings?
These animals were naked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't an adult thing.
No.
I know.
Okay.
But was it nice when you pulled into the compound?
No, it wasn't that nice.
Okay.
It felt like a rich person's backyard. They just like put up a bunch of fences and put animals in them.
Okay.
It wasn't like nice. It wasn't. It didn't feel kid themed too much, but it was just like, yo, we got animals that shouldn't be here, and this isn't really a zoo, but here,
come check them out.
Yeah, exactly. So we walk in, and it's basically after we get our tickets, it's basically just fences, like baseball dugout fences, just normal fences. They're tall, but that's all there is that's separating us from these like white tigers. And we're walking by these tigers. There's one that's really cool. He like looks at us, says what up. You know, he looks like he's from Narnia. He's got like long fur. He's huge. Super cool. And then there's this one that's like 20 yards behind him, just laying in the shade, looking at us, like sort of head propped up, just like just checking us out. And
so male and a female?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't look, but it's part of the adult that I think they're gonna reveal it.
You can't tell the difference between a female lion and a male lion?
No, I can with lions, but tigers I can't.
These were tigers. Okay. Yeah. I was like, who the fuck is this that he doesn't can't tell the difference?
No.
I was tigers.
It's tigers.
Pretty clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tigers. White tigers.
White tiger. I'm sorry. Yeah. My apologies.
It's okay. Common mistake. So we pass. We're walking by. We say what's up to the cool one. And then this other one, we're like getting close to the fence now. We're just like, you know, they like us. We're cool. And then this one from the very back, like peeks its head up real quick, looks at us, like gets up on his legs real quick. And then just lunges from like, you know, 20, 30 yards back. Just like 2 seconds. He's like right at us. He leaps and like hits the fence with his whole body like up tall, like spread out.
Uh-huh.
And bashes against the fence. Just a fence. And it comes loose on the top. So it's like 5 feet up is where it comes loose. Like a screw falls off and it bends a little bit. And you know, just we're freaked out. So we like basically just jet back to the car, and everyone else, there's like 5 other people there, and they see it and they're all like, oh shit, we got to get the fuck out of here. Everyone goes back to their car. We get in our car and we just go, because that like, I don't know if you could imagine what it's like to have a tiger lunge at you. It felt like we were antelopes or something.
So how tall was the fence?
The fence was about 15 feet tall.
And how far did the tiger get up on the fence?
He got about 5 to 10 feet.
And he was like this on the fence?
Yeah.
And could you tell if it was a boy tiger or a girl tiger then?
Yeah. I was like, Mike, before we run, let me look.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait up.
Yeah. He was pretty big.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was Mike pretty shaken up by this?
We both took off immediately. Yeah, it was terrifying.
What happened afterwards? Like, did you guys cuddle? What did you do?
We drove away quickly, and we didn't cuddle, you know. But I think we wanted to if we were more. I think that's probably what we wanted to do.
Right.
But we're dudes.
Did you pee your pants a little?
No, I've never done that. I've never, peeing. Like, I don't know. I've never gotten scared and peed. I've done other things.
How far away was your car from where you had been standing, where the tiger?
The tiger was the cage. Yeah, the tiger was like the first one, so the car was probably, I don't know, a football field away total.
Oh, really? And you guys ran a football field length to get jump back into the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mike was in the Air Force. I do know he has a touch of PTSD. So I can see him really getting the hell out of there. Yeah. That's why I was asking, like, what happened after?
And the other tiger just, like, stayed there, didn't move?
No, the other tiger was chill.
And the tiger's like, this motherfucker, right? Yeah. And jumping on the train.
Exactly. Yeah. I think they probably sedated the big one and they forgot to do the other one.
So where the fence came, so he jumped, you said, 5 feet on a 15-foot fence.
5 to 10.
Five to 10. And where did the fence come apart?
Around, it was like a little bit above where he like landed with his paws. So it started coming apart there. And it was like loose. Like the top third of it was like hanging down.
And how much did you pay for your tickets?
Oh, God. I think it was like $12.
Yeah. And you guys just totally split the premises, or did you stay in the car first and wait it out, or did you immediately get out of
there? We split the premises, and then we found out later that the tiger got out.
That same day?
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't going to tell us that?
I wasn't done. Oh, I was answering the questions.
I know, you kind of seemed done.
You seemed like you were done.
No.
Well, tell us. What the fuck?
I'm telling you.
Asking these dumbass questions because I thought your story was over. No, so the girl, tiger did get out.
The tiger got out, and but we were gone. I didn't see it get out. We were gone. We heard about it on the news later.
Did it hurt anybody?
No, but it killed like three goats.
Three goats?
Yeah, it was gone for like 4 days. It killed farm animals.
But then it just came back?
No, they killed it.
Oh,
I know.
Well, who killed it? Like park cops. Ranger cops?
Cops.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
And you heard
you cost that tiger his life.
I didn't do it.
I mean, that was Harambe.
You're the one that upset him initially.
What do you think made the tiger go off? He was just like, this is the day.
My feeling is.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, or did you guys just look kind of weak or something?
No.
My feeling is that tiger does that a lot, and this was the straw on the fence that broke, you know, just like the last it just got too weak, that fence, and I feel like they trained it to do that for entertainment. That's what it felt like, because it was immediate. It was just like,
remember Siegfried and Roy in Vegas, right? And then was it Siegfried that got
tackled? Roy.
It was Roy, right? Mm-hmm. And you know what my favorite joke of Chris Rock's was when he talked about Siegfried and Roy? He's like, that tiger went tiger. So I'm thinking, that tiger went tiger.
Tigers do.
Wow.
That's so funny.
That's so dumb, right?
It's such a funny, he's so funny. Wow, that's a crazy story. And you heard it on the radio?
No, the news.
Yeah, like on the news on the radio, or did you see it on the internet or on TV?
The news. We were watching it after our show that night.
Yeah.
In the hotel room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
really? Two guys after a show?
Yeah, that's where the story
get
falls
together
apart.
And watch the news? Are you fucking kidding
me? We were looking. We were searching for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look,
we all start laughing like, whatever.
It's a hotel room. What do you mean?
If you go to the headliner's room, you'll get raped. You know that, right?
Oh, no.
Wow. So you guys were sharing rooms because you were traveling together. Did you share a room?
We shared a room, yeah.
You shared a room.
We shared a bed at one point.
You did?
Yeah, in Portland.
You did?
And he snored a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was hard.
Yeah. All right. Any questions, Jessica?
Well, I mean, I was doing like this job where I had to go take some pictures at this place. It was just in this little town somewhere here in California. I don't even remember, a few hours away. And I came across a parrot place. Mm-hmm. And I, too, was like, ooh. And turned around and went back to the parrot place, but they wouldn't let me in because they were like, "Well, you didn't call for reservations." And I was like, "Okay, well, fuck you guys."
Wow, you need reservations for a parrot place in a small town in California?
What are the parrots doing?
Like, I know.
They have a little parrot factory, and they're all like, you know what I mean? Doing answer machine phone call messages.
We're booked for 2 years out, man. These people gotta see these parrots. people coming from LA to see these parrots.
But also, I can relate with that urge, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
To definitely stop.
Yeah. And I know there is a place up there, like a, it's like a, it is, it's not a zoo, but it's like a kind of a safari like place.
Yeah.
And
it had safari
vibes. It's not necessarily for kids. When you pulled in, were the giraffes right when you pulled in?
No, the tigers were.
Okay, the tigers were the first thing.
Yeah.
Right. Austin, do you have any questions? Or by the way, if you guys are listening live, you can certainly type in any questions that you have to try
or to comments these guys to help us out.
Yeah. And any questions from you and or our audience?
Our audience is just saying that they came to your defense that it was a Clear Line reference when you said Narnia tiger. So, you know, just clearing that up for everybody.
Yes. Yeah. See, you said Narnia, and that made me think of a lion.
Oh, yeah. Because but it looked like
a lion is in Narnia.
Duh. It's
a lion, a witch in the wardrobe.
I get it, but it looked like a...
Good looking out.
It looked like a... You know, a tiger. If a tiger was from Narnia, that's what it would look like.
Okay. Oh, backtracking now. Oh, that makes me call in the whole story.
Yeah, right?
That should not. That's perfect. That's just a bad reference.
It's either that or two guys bunking up for a gig.
Right.
And watching the news together.
Watching the news together. No, I mean, there's some comics that watch the news together, but I get
but
what he's saying.
Yeah, these are young dudes.
I know, but I get what he's saying. If you had a frightful experience like that, you would be looking for the news. Just like when we were in Sacramento and there was that big car chase, and we sat there at the sushi restaurant with the car chase on the phone, checking in and checking in. And then afterwards, we looked up what happened to the car chase, right?
Yeah, but these guys ran away from a zoo, not...
That was a personal experience they had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trauma comes in all sorts of forms.
Us just watching a car chase of someone we didn't know and a personal experience we weren't having, and we still looked it up on the news.
As far as you knew, the chain hadn't broken. It just scared you guys shitless and you took off.
No, it broke. Like, you know, it was coming apart.
Did anything pieces fall down?
Yeah, like a screw.
Just one screw?
I don't know how many. It felt like at least one or two. You guys have no idea how scary a fucking tiger coming at you is. You guys have no idea. You're
she
in the basement
to
at the comedy store.
Telly Savalas and smell cigars.
Yeah,
as
a child.
Nothing.
God.
That's an awesome story.
Well, that's a really good. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, we haven't had any animal attacks.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Where was the motel in relation to the escape tiger?
Excellent question.
Yes, good question.
It was like I don't know, hour past in Humboldt.
Yeah,
coast.
What time of, okay, then here's my question. So what time of day did this happen with the tiger?
Two.
So you
one,
guys,
two?
After, so then, if that happened around two, you guys only drove one more hour?
Yeah.
And is that, no, but I'm saying, was it because you got to the gig? Or you
yeah,
guys,
we got to the town that we're, the gig is
from
in.
From Humboldt, from Sacramento.
From, well, we went from Sacramento to the place. The tiger place.
Uh-huh.
And then we went from there to Humboldt.
And do you think that is right in the middle between Sacramento and Humboldt?
No, it's closer to Humboldt.
Yeah. And how far is Humboldt from Sacramento?
I don't know. 3 hours, I think. Two and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, right. She's getting real technical.
Wow. I have questions. All right. So let's move on to Rebecca's second story. What you got, Rebecca?
So I grew up in Las Vegas.
As stated in the first story.
So it was in this production of Little Abner when I was 14 years old.
Little Abner?
It's this musical. It's an awful musical. But I was in it because, you know, that's what I wanted to do.
It was a comic strip that they turned into a musical, right?
Yeah. So,
really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it probably still runs, I'm sure, right? It's like, it's a like rustic, like they're in the Appalachians
I think
or
it's,
something.
But it hasn't been around forever. Okay, I mean, like this music, it didn't do well on Broadway. Don't ask me why they wanted to do this musical. So I was in this musical and this woman who did these dinner theater shows on the Las Vegas Strip came to see. I was 14 at the time. And she was like, oh, little girl, you should come work for me and do dinner theater on the Strip and I'll pay you $75 a show and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, that sounds good. Like, I want to make money, right? So, and she was always, and she was just like, oh, and if anyone asks how old you are, just tell them that you're 21. And I was like, okay. So I started doing these shows and being around, you know, all these grown-ups and gross adult men all the time.
So was it in the Vegas showrooms?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And was there any, not nudity for you, but you know.
No, there wasn't nudity on these particular shows.
Okay.
Yeah. So I did that until like I was 17, and then I moved here. And looking back on it, I'm like, gross. That lady clearly just wanted someone that looked really, really young to be in these shows. You know what I mean?
So what did it involve? You
so they were like
the
these murder mysteries. They were like these murder mystery shows, except they were like done in Vegas showrooms. You know what I mean? So it's
was
like
there a theme?
Yeah, there would be theme ones. Like there'd be like, you know, a 20s theme one, or like a, you know, there were different theme nights that they would do at the different hotels. You know what I mean?
But
there'd be like
play?
A Halloween, different roles that would change. But then you'd go down and like mingle with the audience. You know what I mean? So you had to be good at talking to people.
And they were in the Vegas show, the big Vegas showrooms?
No, not the big Vegas. It wasn't like at the Coliseum. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that. But I mean, different ones would set up like, you know, showroom areas, or they'd set up big ballroom areas to do these shows in. You
How
know
many
what I mean?
People were in the show?
Like 10, around 10 of us.
Were there a lot of sets and costumes?
There were a lot of costumes, but not a lot of sets. It was not a lot goes into these murder mystery shows. You know what I mean?
I can't put together that little Abner, and then like, was it dinner theater?
No, they saw
no, she
her
saw me
doing
in the little
Abner
at this other
oh,
theater in Las
okay.
Vegas, and so that's where like this woman met me.
Okay,
I did
oh,
go
I
see.
See. So I got that confused. My apologies.
Oh.
Yeah.
When I lived in Vegas, I did do Sopranos dinner theater.
Yeah, there's dinner theater.
Murder mystery.
Very popular
as an
Vegas.
Actress.
No.
Just to go see.
Yeah.
Did you see the parrots?
I was like, what? What? Yeah.
I was like Italiano.
Oh my God, don't do that. Don't do that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I know. Until you're out in the wild with her.
Watch out, I'ma whack you.
Until you're out in the wild with her. I can't wait to see your New York trip next week.
I know. It's going to be crazy. She's
that's
like,
going to be
gonna
me
be,
in the city.
Yeah.
You are in the city.
No. I cannot wait to see her in New York City. I have a meeting, so we are all going to fly together. And now she has to go by herself with my son. And so he's Woo-hoo. 18, but...
he's got it in for him.
Yeah, he's going to have to be like a C&I dog. She is going
to
be.
I still think I should get a fanny pack or something to hide my
yeah,
stuff,
that's,
right?
That is a country move
a
right there.
Hide your stuff. What stuff?
Don't you usually hide your shit in your bra? Like, why
I
you
can.
Need
I mean, like, I can hide quite a bit, but I might want to carry more things when I'm in the city.
I think a fanny pack is a bad hiding spot.
Yeah.
It's like, look, yeah. What's it? It's right here.
How much more shit are you going to carry around? You should see when she takes stuff out of her bra. Like, we had to share a room, right? It's like a fucking clown car. Like,
she goes,
it's like,
she goes down a cup size.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you keeping in there?
Vape juice, two vapes.
Vape juice.
All right. That's understandable.
Oh my God, that is some country shit right there. Your vape juice, two vapes and vape juice, right?
Yeah, maybe my credit card if I need that. I have put change, you know, any kind of change again in there.
Mm-hmm.
What's
a crazy
chapstick?
What's a crazy? Does the chapstick melt? But I bet it glides on real smooth.
Because
it's right in the heat of your body.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, but it oddly never really melts out that much.
Uh huh.
No. I put the room key in there.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
That makes sense.
Well, Rebecca, when it comes to your story, I can't imagine that your parents would allow a 14-year-old to go out at
night.
You
would certainly think so. Uh-huh. I know. Alas, they did. And then after the shows, I would sit there in valet with my little makeup case on a school night and wait for my mom to come pick me up.
Was it a caboodle?
It was. It was a purple caboodle.
Did you drink?
No, because the lady in charge knew I was a fucking child.
Was there anyone supervising you there?
No, just the woman. The woman in charge who hired me was there. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think she would want a 14-year-old? Were you playing young women?
Yes, I was playing young women. So that's probably why.
Uh-huh. And did any of those icky old men ever hit on you?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Uh-huh. All the time. And I was just like, whatever, I'm making money. You know what I mean?
This is what it's like to be
this
an
is what
adult.
It's like to be, right, exactly.
And you got to keep this money?
Yes.
Oh, how much Hells did you
yeah,
make?
75
off a show?
Bucks a show.
Wow.
And under the table?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And how many shows would there be on a weekend?
I
mean,
wouldn't
on
do
a
it
week?
All the time. There would maybe be, I would maybe do this like once a month whenever she would call me. to do it, I would do it.
So it wasn't a consistent show at a place over a few years.
No, it was always, it would always change, like from hotels, you know.
What's the skeeviest place that you guys did the show in?
That's a great question. Oh, I'm sure somewhere downtown. Although downtown now is like way better than it used to be.
Oh no, downtown back in the day was terrible.
But it was really bad. Yeah. When I was growing up, like, you would never go downtown for anything. So I'm sure I did a show at some downtown hotel, probably like, who knows which one.
And did you, would you have different lines or kind of the same? Would you play like the same asset on the show of, you know,
I was always just like the pretty young girl, you know what I mean? And then so, yeah, but it would change, varies between shows and stuff like that.
Wow.
Were you into in drugs and alcohol as a teenager or anything?
Not until I moved to LA.
Really?
Because
you're like a big pothead now, right?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. For sure. But I mean, I was doing, I grew up with like, Vegas is very Mormon. So it's like no one I went to high school with.
Vegas is Mormon?
So Mormon.
I lived with some Mormons when I was there.
Why did you know that? Really?
It's super concerned. And now, I mean, it's, the past 15 years, it's changed immensely because tons of people from California have moved there. Uh-huh. So it's changed the demographic a lot. But growing up, it was very small, conservative, Mormon, mostly Mormon community. So, yeah.
Have
so
you
no
ever seen that reality show, like the with the three, My Three Wives or whatever? Uh-huh. And he moves all
to Vegas.
Yeah, to Vegas to
Sister Wives. I love that.
Yeah, yeah, Sister Wives to get away from persecution in Utah.
Right, because Nevada is so loosey goosey with their laws. Oh. It's like the libertarian mecca of America.
Really?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with this. But no, so I didn't do, but I moved here when I was 17. So then I was like, drugs, you know what I mean?
Right.
But then by the time I was like 22, luckily I had done enough hard drugs where I was like, I don't want to die. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And here we are.
That's a curious story.
I don't know.
That's what
I was wondering, because if she was more of a rebel, I feel like she would go out and do that behind her parents' back. And then the first story was obviously with her parents' blessing.
Right. Yeah, so they let her do that at 8.
7.
Then 7. Then at 14, they let you do that. So one of those is the lie. So what? Yeah, that's very curious. Very curious. All right, do we have any questions? Any from you, Austin?
All checks out to me.
Really?
All of them. Every story that's been told today.
I'm very gullible, yes.
Yeah. So out of those two stories, which one seems more suspicious to you?
That one was a little more lackluster, no offense, than the first. Because Telly Savalas, that's like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
So I want the first one to be true really bad.
All right. Okay, so we'll move on to your story.
Okay. This one happened recently. This was this Christmas/New Year's break.
Break? What are we in school?
Jesus Christ! I haven't even started the fucking story, Jazz.
But I do have a question. Because did you say the last story happened recently too?
Yeah.
Within the last year, yeah.
That story happened within the last year about the tiger.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
Narnia
did.
Tiger.
The Narnia tiger.
Narnia has tigers too. Just because they don't show it on the movie.
But no one ever says Narnia. Oh, that tiger. No one ever.
Well, they will now.
Okay.
Everyone on the Comedy Store Facebook page.
Okay. All three of them. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good guess. Did you even know it was exactly three?
At this moment, I don't know.
I was going to say it, and I was like, that sounds bad if you say it. But then you said it, and it was dead on.
Okay,
well done.
Good. So go ahead. So it happened not too...
Yeah, so me and my girlfriend, we went to Joshua Tree to go camping. First night, we try to camp. It's just freezing.
But you said break.
Yeah.
Break from what?
Work.
You work? You have a day job?
Yeah.
What is it?
Walk dogs.
You don't get like a break from walking
dogs.
Yeah,
people who have dogs.
You just take
Can
it off.
Can we please let him finish his story?
We're down
Jessica.
To two.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
We're actually up to four.
Okay.
Snapples.
Welcome to the show. Okay, so you went on a break from work and you went to Joshua Tree.
Yes, went on a break.
You said on break though, like it was like spring break.
It's a break.
Where
it's
from?
Suddenly I don't have to work for a chunk of time. That's a break.
So dogs just don't need to be walked during that time?
No, the owners don't have to work, so they don't need a walker.
Well, that makes sense. So where are you from, by the way?
I was born in Canada.
See, now that's why I was thinking that maybe that's a Canadian thing.
That socialist mentality.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when you said that. I thought, I wonder if you're a Canadian.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that was a Canadian thing.
We're like, break? What are you talking about, break?
What do you call
Who do you think you are?
We work till we die.
Holiday?
Yes. Well, you have vacation, or you might have vacation time. But the way you said it was like, oh, we're on spring break, or we're, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's similar. It's just not spring.
Yeah, but there's no dogs. And so who was working?
Can we move on now to the story, Jessica?
That's actually the whole story.
Okay. Well, like I said, the simplest story is always the best. So continue your story.
Okay. So we try to go camping, right? First night, it's freezing cold. There's like some bros next to us. They're super loud, drinking all night. And we're just like, we can't do this another night. So cold. So we look on Airbnbs for the whole next day.
My apology. What time of year was it?
This was like Christmas break.
Okay. Are you clear, Jessica?
He said Christmas, New Year break.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's both together.
Yeah. I'm with you. Continue.
Okay. So we're looking for Airbnbs, right? And this is the desert. This is Joshua Tree. We couldn't find any of them in Joshua Tree. There's none available. It's a very busy time.
Because it's Joshua Tree. It's
also Christmas break.
Yeah.
So very busy.
I'm not interrupting. Go continue.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Christmas break. We Joshua Tree Airbnbs are filled up. Okay. Palm Springs. Very expensive, also mostly filled up. So we find this place, this town, Desert Hot Springs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I've been there before, and I know it's not like a nice town. It's like a little...
But they have nice places there, like the Two Bunch Palms. Like there's a couple like sauna-type resort-type.
Yeah, no, I used to live near Flint, and there was a couple nice restaurants there.
Uh-huh.
So... Yeah, you can have nice places.
Okay. One of my favorite places is in that. That's where hot springs.
Do they have actual hot springs there?
They do. Hmm. And that's where I know it from. You can go, there's this one place where it's like $5 for all you want.
All the springs you can get.
All the springs you can absorb.
We have
all the minerals you can handle.
We have cold springs in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Which is great when it's 96 and humid out, but
yeah, they're beautiful.
That's wild.
Super clear.
It's like the earth is like, hey.
Here's a little break.
Yeah. Cool. So we find a place in Desert Hot Springs, right? And it's advertised as a room. That's all we could find. We wanted our own place, but it's just a room. And we start talking to the lady, and she's like, well, we're trying to like haggle with her. And she's like, well, you know what? I don't think there's going to be anyone else there the whole weekend. So you can just pay for the room price and you'll basically have the whole thing to yourself. And we're like, okay, awesome. So we go there, you know, spend a night there. It's fine. Go to Joshua Tree during the day, come back later at night. I don't remember what we did every single day and every single night, but, you know, so the first night we get back, it's fine. We eat dinner. And then as we're shutting some of the lights off, we noticed there's a light on in one of the rooms that wasn't on when we got there, and it wasn't on the night before. So it's like this new light that just turned on, and we're like, okay, that's a little creepy, but maybe we just didn't notice it before, but we both were like, I'm pretty sure that was off. And then they also have a hot tub outside, and it's a nice hot tub. It's a nice little house. And so we go one night, we go in the hot tub, you know, we have some fun in the hot tub, you know.
You shouldn't have sex in a hot tub.
Oh no,
I've heard that's not
men
good
can
for
you.
Men can,
right,
but then
not
that would
women
be rude to your lady.
Well, no, but we're like kind of out of it. We're just like, our feet were in it, if you really want to.
Okay
that helps. Yeah. And then so the next day, and so these days are a little jumbled in my head. Days, what happened, the light, you know, the hot tub, that stuff, it's not that important. But like the next day, we're sitting out there. We're sitting out there, and we look up, and we're sitting out by the hot tub, and we see like four cameras like pointing at the hot tub. We're like, oh shit.
Where at? What are you talking about? Where? Look up. Where were they? What were they on? Were they in the
They're
windows?
They're on the roof, like the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. On the corner of the ceiling, they're pointing at the hot tub.
Of like the patio?
The patio, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
With you?
With me.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you do? So then you were like, oh my God,
So that just like added to this sense of unease. And there's also this like master bedroom that has a code on it. So it's been locked the whole time. And we're just like, we smoked a little weed and now we're like getting paranoid. And we're like, what? It's just weird feeling. And there's like these pictures of this woman on the walls. It's like super basic looking pictures, just like whatever, with like Target decorations that are super normal. But then she had like a skull in like the corner of the room, like a, I don't know, Mexican Day of the Dead type of thing.
Yeah, but those are pretty.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure, if you like skulls. Yeah, and you do, so yeah. It's great.
All right, so what happened?
So you know, we noticed that, blah blah blah. So now it's New Year's Eve, and we go to Palm Springs. We're like having fun, we're drinking, you know, we get pretty saucy, we get an Uber there, and so we drink, and then we come back I don't know, around like 11:45 p.m.
Oh, you didn't stay out at least till midnight on New Year's Eve?
No, we didn't. Okay. What? Why? I mean, we don't need to.
Well, a lot of people don't, because it's better to drive home before the actual New Year's, because after New Year's, everybody who's drunk drives home.
Yeah. There you go.
But they don't, like, drop a palm frond or something in Palm Springs to commemorate the midnight stroke that
they might
wanted to see?
They might, but we didn't stay, so I don't know.
All right.
So we get back, and we get back 11:45-ish, and we start making some food in the kitchen, just like heating up some old food. And then midnight passes. We're like, blah, 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 Happy New Year. And then it's like 12:10 now, and all of a sudden we hear a knock at the door. It's like, you know, like
a knock?
A knock. Like, we're like, oh, shit.
So glad you played that out. Thank you.
Yeah. No, but you got to hear it.
It was like a scream, you know, like a...
Yeah, exactly. It was like a parrot. It was like... Ah! Okay. So we hear a knock at the door, right? And so that just like cut through everything we were just doing. It's just like, okay, I'm not sure what to do. She like starts walking straight to the door. I'm like, stop. Woody, don't go there yet. Should we answer this door at all? And then finally I go and I look through like the peephole, and there's nothing there. There's no one there. Like, okay. The only thing it could have been, there's like a little wreath on the door, but there's just no way. It was like that's why I did the knock, because it was like perfect like knock, you know?
Right. Not to be confused with a slap.
Not a slap, but it was like in rhythm like a knock. It wasn't like...
Look,
you know.
There was a fucking knock at the door, Jessica, okay? Let's move along.
I'm glad you never became a detective. God damn. Yeah, we've been working on this fucking DUI for 17 years.
Let the man tell his story.
So, you know, we're pretty creeped out now. She goes around and shuts all the blinds. She doesn't want whatever
you
that was.
Have those clothes probably... I'll shut up.
Okay. So we do that. Close all the blinds, and now we're just like, okay, maybe that was just the wreath, whatever, let's just try to forget about it. 10 minutes later, same thing, knock at the door. We're like, oh shit. And then all of a sudden there's like a little knock at the window, like on the side of the house, and we're like, oh fuck. She's like, okay, I'm like, okay. She's like, I'm gonna call the cops. I'm like, okay, just call the cops. She calls the cops. They're like, we'll send someone out there. Do you want to talk to them? She's like, no, just have them come to the door if they find anything. And then she calls the Airbnb owner. Airbnb owner is like super chill. She's like, oh, okay, well, I know a cop. I'll send them there. Okay.
She knows a cop. She'll send them there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, on New Year's Eve, nobody's got anything going on, so that should be an easy call.
An easy call, yeah.
Yeah. Good point, I know a cop. Austin. No big deal.
Yeah, so... The cops come. I'm like looking out all the windows trying to find someone running around. I don't see anyone at any point. And then the cops come. They don't come in. They just look around. I guess they didn't see anything. And I just like grab like 3 butcher knives and like sit in the bed, and I put like a sound
after the cops leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I put like a little jar next to our bedroom door with like quarters balanced around it, so if anyone like broke in or opened it, you could hear it. Pretty smart. And I just didn't go to sleep, and I just stayed up all night, and that's
and nothing happened. It wasn't a tiger, or it wasn't a.
Oh, that would.
So
been.
That's the story,
tiger.
And nothing,
tiger comes back. Man.
Nothing happened.
No. like, but something happened. Something happened. Oh, well, my girlfriend said the next morning she was outside and saw like a little girl on a scooter scooting by, and she's like, "Good morning." Like, I don't know. She said that it was suspicious, but.
Yeah, but do you think a kid was on New Year's Eve out by herself?
No, I think it was dark desert magic.
Hmm. Clearly.
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 Hmm. Clearly.
God, you're such a bullshitter.
Well.
Well, that was a long story. With no fucking ending. But hey, this is a game, right? And sometimes, as I have been known to say, a short story is a good tool in this game, but so is a long, meandering fucking story.
Man, it would have been half the time if Justin...
No, you were filling stuff with details like, oh, there was a knock, and we were like, okay, and then I was like, okay, and then you were like, okay, and then there was a knock.
there were multiple knocks.
Okay, what's your question, Austin?
I've never been to Joshua Tree, so that's where y'all were chilling mostly. Yeah. What happens like when you go in, like, do you pay or anything?
Yeah, you pay.
You do?
Yeah.
No.
when was the government shutdown happening?
That's a good question.
Good question. Awesome. But the government shutdown happened, I think, after Christmas, didn't it?
I think so.
You're the political mind.
Yeah, that's why I asked you. I figured
I thought that was, I could be wrong, but for some reason I thought that was after.
But
Christmas.
We drove right into Joshua Tree during the day when I was there. Drove right in.
Yeah, like when you went to Joshua Tree to go camping, right? Because it was your break, you wanted to go camping. Did you have tents?
We had tents.
Yeah. How come instead of finding all this and paying so much money to try to get an Airbnb at Christmas time and or New Year's, like, why didn't you guys just go buy like warmer blankets or sleeping bags?
Yeah, she didn't. She wanted to stay in a place.
Right.
Yeah.
Does your girlfriend like to camp or?
She does, but she doesn't do it as much as me. She's not like a huge camper. So it was
so
cold.
She doesn't. So she doesn't really.
Not that much. Yeah. No. Okay.
So you made this poor girl go fucking camping.
She was down.
Yeah.
She was down.
How long have you guys been dating?
8 months.
8 months? Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because a year, when it gets to a year, she's like, fuck that. There's no way I'm going to go camping. By the way, my dad used to live in 29 Palms, which is next to Joshua Tree, and it gets cold in the desert at night because that's the high desert. It gets really cold. Yeah, it gets really cold.
So you guys were only 4 months into your relationship, and you were going on this break.
Yeah.
4 months, you do a lot of stupid stuff for a guy at 4 months.
Yeah.
How much stuff did you have, did you take with you?
I mean, how much stuff? Like, what kind of stuff?
Did you do all the packing for the trip? All the accoutrements, like sleeping bags, tent,
yeah,
cooler?
I did most of that. Yeah.
And so what did you bring?
We brought a cooler, sleeping bags, blankets, pillows, clothes.
Were you sleeping on the... Did you have...
Pillows.
What kind of sleeping mats?
Ozark Trail.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions?
Don McCracken chimed in on Facebook and said that Trump was hiding at the White House over Christmas during the shutdown.
The shutdown was during Christmas?
That's what I'm led to believe if Don McCracken knows what he's talking about.
Sniggity, sniggity, snap!
I wouldn't trust Don McCracken.
Yeah, but when you were camping, that was a good question that Jessica brought up earlier about, did you have to pay money to go into the park? Because I thought you could just go anywhere in Joshua Tree, or is there a more...
No, you
got to pay. How much was it?
$25 to get in, to get a parking pass.
Each?
No, for the car.
Uh-huh.
And then... camping, I don't know if we actually paid. I think we did.
Is there like a segregated area for camping and parking. Is that why?
I doubt it's segregated.
Yeah, but there, did you see people vandalize anything? Because I do remember when the government shut down that they were vandals out in Joshua Tree or yeah, out there. Yeah. Did you see any of that?
It wasn't shut down yet.
Yeah. It's curious because your first story is kind of short.
Yeah.
And this story is very meandering and long. Even though Jessica did interrupt, it was still a pretty long story.
Yeah, I don't know how long you wanted the stories to
be. Right.
I think I messaged. It's okay.
No, but I'm just saying.
You didn't get the time frame?
It's fine.
I'm not. It's a great story, but you I'm just saying that if you, it's a question of would you tell a lie, tell a meandering story or more of a short story?
It's a good question.
Story. Right, get out of it kind of thing, or I'm going to milk this.
Right. So for people that are just joining us, Austin is going to go quickly through the stories and so that we can have a refresher because sometimes you forget after you hear so many stories, what is what. Can you please start
the
that, Austin?
Recap.
All right. Rebecca's story one, she grew up in Sin City and Kojak was there. Telly Savalas, he loved furniture and he pimped it on TV. And she got to co-star with him and smell him, which was not an unpleasant experience because he kind of had that Vegas smoky perfume smell.
Cigar smell.
Cigar. Mm-hmm. But it was unpaid, so sad face. Story two, she grew up in Sin City, played Little Abner, and a mystery show lady thought, man, she would be perfect for the mystery show. But that lady might have had creepy intentions because she was 14 at the time. So, recap.
There you go.
And for Aaron's story one, he's road tripping with Mike Sella in the last year or so and stumbles across an adult wild animal zoo. There's a super cool white Narnia tiger with bougie fur, and they're like, what's up, tiger? And tiger's cool. Well, there's a tiger in the back that gets so jealous and tackles the fence, which knocked a screw loose, leading to his eventual escape. They weren't there for the escape because they were cuddling back at the motel and watching the news. I did have one question about that, but it doesn't matter because I think the second story is a lie anyway. So,
no, well, what's the question?
Sorry. Yeah. Well, because I was pretty sure when he started the story, you said that you went from Humboldt to Sacramento and then you are driving to the coast. And because I don't know.
No, he was saying he took that road that goes to the coast.
But I don't know my, like.
No, it would. Yeah, if you're in Sacramento, you would go west to Humboldt. Okay. West and north, I thought. But
That's what I thought. It was like way north. So I wasn't really sure there. But anyway, so. Second story, last Christmas break, he went with his GF to Joshua Tree during the government shutdown, but still paid somehow. And all the Airbnbs,
you said Christmas break.
I didn't say during the shutdown.
And Don McCracken from Facebook says.
He didn't say during the shutdown, but Don McCracken, I'm pretty sure said.
Don McCracken definitely said that, but I don't trust Don.
But you were
McCracken.
There definitely over New Year's Eve from your story.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's Christmas break.
But
I was no longer in Joshua Tree. I was in Desert Hot Springs. But go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, but during that time you paid for government services, like a parking ticket, right? For the parking, right? Yeah. So, but I remember they shut it down and people vandalized it because it got shut down.
Yeah, because they weren't working.
Yeah.
But,
this is the time, we've only had one person bring in evidence. I wish you would have brought your parking ticket.
Why? I don't want you to get my, I don't want you to choose right.
He didn't think of the story until he got here. How could he do that? But no, that's what I mean. You were heading to Joshua Tree, but all the Airbnbs were booked up around there. So then you went to Desert Hot Springs, where $5 gets you all the springs you can take. They get it on with their ankles in the hot tub and realize that they're on camera. And then on New Year's Eve,
I have a problem too. I'm so sorry to interrupt Austin, but the way he was like, then we had sex in the hot tub, and Rebecca's like, who had sex with the husband? She's all like, the vaginas will melt in a hot tub, right? That's how I would do you if you were recapping the stories. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, our ankles were in it.
I don't talk like that.
He said our ankles were in it.
Yeah. And wouldn't your girlfriend be freaked out if you saw all these cameras? You just would have left for the night?
Well, no, she was freaked out, but we didn't leave. I was freaked out.
So if you had sex and you saw the cameras, weren't you like, where are these cameras going? Are we on the camera?
Oh,
but you didn't bring up, did you look for anything to...
We figured it was all in that locked room and there was a mastermind creep out dude or someone.
And
that's what we like to call a dead end detail.
Right, and you didn't call...
He just made that up, by the way.
Did you call the Airbnb person on that?
No.
And ask about the cameras? No, but then you call and ask
about
a knock?
We didn't want to bring attention to the cameras at that point.
What? But you would bring attention
because we had been
to
on,
a knock.
We were on film, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you can bone.
What's that?
You can smash.
Yeah, I think.
Airbnb or whatever.
Are you allowed to do that outside? And
how do you, as Jessica say, smash next to a hot tub when only your feet are in the hot tub and you're smashing?
That was my question.
Okay.
Did I say feet? Did I say feet or did I say knees?
Ankles, you said ankles. Actually. Oh, now knees?
I don't know.
You guys were standing in the water up to your knees having sex in the
hot remember.
Tub.
It was like something close to that.
Were you standing or were you laying next to the hot tub?
Like standing-ish, yeah. I don't want to go into too much detail.
Continue us.
That's pretty much it. Other than on New Year's Eve, they got saucy and go back to the Airbnb house or the house they were staying at. And then before midnight, Ghost played Ding Dong Dong Ditch on them. And that was it.
You know what gets me is the detail about, and then the next morning, my girlfriend said there was a little girl driving or scooting menacingly by on her scooter. Maybe it was her. She got up at 2 o'clock in the morning and came and knocked on your door.
I wish it was her. I hope it was her. Okay, otherwise, it's way
creepier.
But you
said she said, what did she say? She was like, good morning.
Yeah.
He did say it like that.
That's how she said it.
That's because she was watching the cameras that were going on at the hot tub.
Right.
They were probably her cameras. All right, so, well, we have a game. We have a game. And so now we're going to make our decisions. If anybody is still on Facebook, if you want to chime in who you think is what story is the lie, please let us know. And we're going to go to Rebecca. And as far as Rebecca's story, the Telly Savalas story, the timeline does kind of, I think, for me, work. Because around that time, I know when they had the Satellite Club at the Universal a hotel, I think it was the Sheraton, that mm-hmm. he, you know, that was around that time. So he, you know, so
that, he was alive.
So he was alive. That kind of makes sense age-wise for you, you know. But then that little Abner thing, that's
tricky,
weird.
Tricky,
that's
tricky.
That's weird. And that your parents, did you tell your parents that she said, pretend you're 21, and your parents were like, all right, pretend you're 21 when you're 14 years old?
My dad would have been totally fine with that if I was making money.
Jesus.
No.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm pretty. Yeah. Yeah.
Did they take and did you get? You got to keep that money uh-huh. though. All right. What do you think, Austin?
I'm totally going with the Kojak story being true because I just want that to be true.
Uh huh. What do you think, Aaron?
I think Kojak is true. Yeah.
And Kojak and Cujo have nothing to do with each other.
That's correct, Jessica.
Just so everyone's clear.
What did you think that her first story was true? Or?
I was thinking that her first story would be true because it does kind of make does kind of work out all the dates, you know. But I think it's kind of. I think the other one is so.
She's also Jewish.
What does that have to do with anything, though, Jessica? No, I mean, like, why are you bringing that up?
I'm a horrible person.
So what do you mean? Like that's why she their parents let her do that job and pretend she was 21?
Whatever
so she
it was, could, like, it's hilarious. That okay. was even something that was said.
Is that what you're getting at?
I bet it wasn't a compliment, however it was meant to be.
That should always be said up front. Up front, just so we know.
What does that mean, though, Jessica? What are you trying to imply? Like, what the fuck, man? Anyway, what is... Explain.
Really?
Yeah, yes. Don't get us kicked out of the Comedy Store, but explain.
This was recorded live.
Again, you know I don't know a lot of Jewish people, okay?
No, you can't take
all right, all right.
You live in Los Angeles.
All right, never mind what Jessica was going to say.
You Jewish people. What are you
doing? You're a comedian in Los Angeles.
I do now. But I didn't in the past. Like, I'm still learning about Jewish culture.
Right, but what does that have to do with...
Well, you know, like
what did you learn?
Nothing good.
You know, there's rumors about them liking money.
Okay.
Rumors. unlike those other cultures. Fucking hate it.
Oh my god. All right. Okay. My apologies. And once again, the viewpoints of this podcast are not that of the Comedy Store.
But maybe they thought that was like a good entrepreneur type thing for her to start to learn how to make, you know, what the value of a dollar.
Okay, so you both are saying the Telly Savalas story is true, and you're saying that the
value of a dollar is true.
That she did have this job from 14 to 17.
That's, yes.
Okay. I am sad to tell you people out there that I'm going to agree with Jessica. Because I think maybe you did audition for the Telly Savalas one and you didn't get it. That's I think don't say it just yet.
Wait, yeah, because we actually have some people online. Okay, what are
okay?
See, I got them.
Are they saying what does Jessica mean by the? Are you Jewish?
It's actually the feds. We got to hurry this up. So, who's running us today back there?
Oh, it's Brett.
Okay, so Brett said he thinks that Rebecca's first story is true and second is the lie.
Oh, really, Brett?
Then I think Don McCracken also chimed in. Let me see. Don McCracken. Thanks. Oh, he just said this is the lie. I don't know which one he was talking about. My bad, Don. Sorry. Okay. I should have been paying better attention.
Right. Well, God, and Brett is so... Brett, wow, now you messed me up, Brett.
He also said...
just watched
us. Yeah.
He also said, well, this has been the last episode of the Liars Club.
Jessica! I think the second story is true also because if you moved to LA when you were 17, you're probably very close to being 18, that you wanted to do show business and you're pretty when you want something, you set your mind straight to doing what you want. Right. And so I'm going to say that I think the second story is true, but I think parts of the first story, that's how you jumped off on your lie. Which story is what?
Do I reveal now?
Yes.
Yes.
The second story was true. Whoa. You guys are right.
You are absolutely right. Good job.
Wow. Yeah. So, so was any part of the first story true?
No. But none of the first story is true.
You just pulled Telly Savalas out of your ass.
Yeah,
just
you know
then?
What? There was a commercial called where they would go, Who Loves You, Baby? The Furniture Store. That's who. That was part was true, but none of the other part. Don, I was like trying to come up with my husband earlier, and he was like, oh, you should say something about Telly Savalas because he was always around Vegas around that time when you were little. And I was like, all right. So that's how.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Good one. That was a good one. And you came out with a lie. I'm curious. We should do the count of how many people's
start
first stories are a lie, because some I think people do that to get
it out of the way.
Out of the way, yeah.
Mm. What year did you say that story was?
The Telly Savalas one.
Yeah.
So this would have been like in this story, it would have been like 91.
Why? Why are you
Brett
asking?
Said that Telly Savalas died in 94. So he was fact checking a little bit.
Yeah. No, he did die right after. I can't tell you when that. It must have been like 89, 90, 91 when they had the Satellite Comedy Store at that place. Yeah. But yeah. I know he died. He didn't live much longer after that. I do remember that. Now we're going to go to your story.
I'm not Jewish.
Okay.
I like Jewish people.
Yes, me
I do too.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't start the rumors.
Okay.
Yeah, no, listen, I know it comes from a good part of Jessica's heart, because we were at the deli a couple months ago. I already said this once on the podcast, and we were at which one is next? The Greenblatt's next to the Laugh Factory, and the lady is serving this cute young lady, actress chick, you know, and Jessica's like, hey, are you Jewish? And I was all like, oh, fuck.
I just want to know if we were getting the authentic.
Was she?
You know.
Yes, she was.
She said she wasn't.
No, she was. Then she backtracked and said she was half
Jewish.
Oh, did she? Yeah, yeah. Mm. Anyway, it was a delicious. It was a delicious meal. So your stories were
Jewish people know how to make a sandwich.
Yes, they do.
And a fish salad. Okay, go ahead.
So your story was about the animal sanctuary / safari kind of thing where you could go see animals.
Yes.
And does anybody have any questions about that story about the tiger that went tiger?
Do you know, I've been watching this couple in Russia on YouTube a little bit. Okay. And they keep a puma
in
a studio apartment.
Is the puma Jewish, Jessica?
Are they Russian Jews?
So do you have any questions? Does anybody have any questions on Facebook, and or do you have any questions, Austin?
No, I don't have any questions at all.
Rebecca, any questions, last minute questions?
No, not at this point.
Okay. Jessica? Although I'm in fear to ask, do you have any questions?
I think I'm clear. I mean, I don't know. But I can't think of a lot to ask for that second one. It just seems crazy that your girlfriend would stick around after seeing all those cameras.
Yeah.
They've only been together 4 months. She wouldn't have been freaked out and like, let's get out of here. This is creepy.
Yeah.
Right?
That makes sense. Yeah.
And you wouldn't call the lady about cameras and maybe somebody living in that room, but you call them about a knock.
Yeah.
Did you go knock on the door with the room that had the light on? Did you go knock on the door?
No.
So you guys would rather sleep in that house thinking maybe there could be someone in the other bedroom?
What if they open the door?
But then you're sleeping in that house.
Yeah, you're more worried about people that are on the outside of the house locked out and not worried about the people that might be inside the house. This is like a setup for a freaking haunted movie.
I know. It felt like
he lived it. He was there.
I mean, that's an idiotic move. Do you realize that?
Knocking
now?
On the door of the killer?
That there might be somebody inside the house the whole time, and you don't even care or go crazy about that. But somebody that knocks on the outside and is locked out of the house, you go silly and call the cops.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no one doing crazy things on the inside of the
house. You don't, but you think there's somebody in that room.
You know
what?
Well,
that was just paranoia. It probably wasn't. I'm just hyping up.
I think that we are being
trolled. On you,
I think you're trolling us. I think you came on our podcast to troll us in fucking person. I think this is some face-to-face fucking trolling going on here.
Oh, shit.
Wow. What a turn.
What if I am?
I think the second... Oh, that's so tough. I think the second story is the lie. Oh, because of the government shutdown. Yeah, with the Joshua tree. Unless it was skirted it right before, but I don't think so. What
did they have somebody working at the Tiger Place that took your money, or was it?
They took our money. Yeah, there was a person. In
who
the
was it?
Cash. I don't know.
Do you remember
Jill,
what they look like?
Brown hair.
So you guys just left without saying to anybody, "There's a tiger might be loose."
What's that?
When you guys left, did you
no,
stop?
No, we ran. No, we didn't stop anywhere. Uh-huh.
Did
once
you scream
once a tiger,
anything? Oh shit, fuck, anything.
I think I said oh shit. Mike.
He's goddamn
trolling
it, right?
Us. Look at him. He's like,
you want me to
I can't
do?
Read right? him. I can't
totally.
Read him.
Isn't this part of this is what you want, right? I mean, you want me to let you know which one's real?
The first story is like unbelievable. Like, oh yeah, surely they were uh-huh. at a zoo where a tiger almost escaped. But the second one was just so all over the place.
Yep, it's all over the
but
place.
But sometimes when you sometimes remember things, because your second story was longer and a little bit all over the place, and that one was the truth.
That's very true.
See, look, he's doing it.
I can't help you, you know, get right. comfortable here.
I can't help okay. you.
Oh my God, he might be the best player we've ever had, Jessica.
I know, Mike. Wow. Now I can see Mike Sella stopping and getting into some silly stuff with you. I can see that. Yeah. Who was driving?
Mike, I think at that time.
It was his car.
And it was a year ago.
Yeah, it was his car. It was a year ago. Yeah.
What do you think, Austin? Did you already make your decision?
I didn't know. And Don McCracken says the tiger is tiger story is the truth, and Brett says the Aaron's first story is a lie. So the tiger story is a lie. I personally think the second one was way too all over the place to be the truth.
Yeah, but what if he just
was
trying to gather
Yeah, and the having sex with her feet in the hot tub.
Yeah,
that's goofy.
It's not even that it was all over the place. It's just like, none of the details really went with each other. The sex with the ankles.
Yeah,
in the hot
and
tub.
If I had sex,
I didn't say I was good at telling stories.
No, it's all right. But if I was having sex on a Christmas break, and even at 4 months into a fancy relationship. If I was having sex by the hot tub, and then afterwards I saw that there were cameras pointing at the hot tub,
It was like the next day that we saw that.
I know, but the next day I'd be like, we're the fuck out of here, right?
Totally. Rebecca, I would have been like, we're finding out who owns this place. This is, we're calling the police.
Right. And
I
you already think there's somebody inside the house.
Yeah.
That was like
But you don't
paranoia.
Call the cops for that? Or you don't
no,
knock on the door,
anything.
Investigate? That is so silly to me.
No.
Okay, I'm going to say the first story is a lie about the tigers. I think that maybe they went there, you know, it was a little bit loose, but then he embellished quickly the rest of it. And I think the second story. Oh, fuck. All right, the tiger story is true. That's my answer. Jessica.
Well, I was leaning towards the tiger story being true. You suck, dude.
Brett said the tiger story was a lie.
Brett said that Aaron's first story is a lie.
Was it Brett correct about Rebecca?
Check one second.
No, he was not. He's
no,
no, he was not. All right, so, the tiger story is true.
You and I were. Insane. I'm gonna say that stupid story with the killer was inside the house the whole time is true.
Cameras and the sex near the hot tub with only your feet in. And how do you do that?
Right, but he's a smooth talker. He was probably like, "Hey, baby, it's all right."
This motherfucker ain't a smooth talker. How do you take this meandering 30-minute story and be like, this motherfucker's my small talk, huh? I would like to get booked on your show, though. Anyway.
Oh, if you do, you're getting heckled. Live
okay.
commentary.
It'd be a slow heckle. Okay.
It'd be a slow heckle.
I'd be like, hey.
That's a lie.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so
Rebecca.
I think the second one's
so
true.
So what did you say? You said the second one's true?
Yeah, the Palm Springs.
So you said the tiger's true. You said the second one's true.
No,
I said the tiger is true.
It's true.
Yeah,
so
tiger's
you,
true.
Tiger's true. Tiger's true. Brett says the tiger is not true. Don McCracken says the tiger is true.
The tiger, yeah.
Okay.
I am going to agree with Jessica and say the ding-dong Joshua Tree story must be true. I know there's some seems weird and there's holes in it, but for some reason... there's something about it that I think is true.
Right. It seems like his whole persona.
Right.
I would say the only thing that would make me, having been married before or, you know, with someone for a long time, is that men cannot plan a fucking vacation. So that part, I'm like, I would almost say that's true. But I'm still going to stick with the tiger story.
Okay. Austin?
He said that he's into the tiger one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Austin was wrong.
Ah,
tiger story false.
You
were wrong. She was wrong too. Don McCracken's wrong.
Damn it,
so did
Don.
Did you ever find out that there was somebody in the house?
No, we never knew.
Oh my God! I want to kill you guys.
We were never worried about. We knew like someone being in the house was like a paranoid thought. Knocks on the door is real. That's someone outside. That's real. Other shit is like scared paranoia.
Well, I just can't imagine that you would be paranoid at an Airbnb that someone else is in a room that you wouldn't go check that. You would rather just live in your own paranoia than just give a quick knock and say, what's up?
Right.
That's so crazy.
Well, no, they said there's no one there.
I know, but that the light was on all of a sudden.
Yeah, and then that little girl really came by and said, good morning.
Yeah, it's creepy. Yeah.
Wow.
And the tiger story is half true.
So
the tiger did lunge at us, and it was terrifying.
Like you said, but in the beginning, you thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it never escaped.
Yeah, I can't imagine guys would just be, and we're out of here, not like go to someone who immediately, like where you got the ticket and say, yeah, there's something going on before as you're leaving.
Right.
No, if that happened, I would just get the fuck out.
Really?
Oh, it's primal instinct.
Yeah.
When a tiger lunges at you. We almost did that, and even though he didn't break out.
Yeah.
We almost did that anyways. It's right. So scary.
This has been like a very interesting episode, very frustrating at the same time, but no, in like a really awesome way.
Yeah.
Because everybody has someone in their life that tells fucking lies. Everybody, like I have two huge liars in my family. And when people lie and you can't figure it out, it's very gaslighting. And you fucking gaslit us. And I love it. Those are great stories. And I do really want to get booked on your show. But
me too. Ditto.
No, thank you guys so much for stopping by and coming and sharing your stories with us. Where can people find you, or what do you guys have shaken, Aaron?
You can find me on Instagram at Weave Dreaming, Twitter at Aaron Weaver, 4 A's. And my debut album, Cosmic Joke, is on iTunes, Spotify, all that. So,
nice.
Holla.
And what about you, Rebecca?
All my social media stuff is at Rebecca Cochin. I spell my name weird. You'll never find me. And every Monday night, we're at the Secret Comedy Club on Melrose, which is a really fun show. And I'll be at Captain Brian's in May.
Wonderful. Nice. And what about you, Austin?
I'm the Austin Walker across the board. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel, because we're going to start putting out some really cool videos of our travels and cartoons and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it up. Throw a thumb on it.
And we want to give a really wonderful shout out to FemFest at Sacramento. We just came back from that, and that was a great time. And thank you, Comedy Spot. And it was really cool to see a lot of women on the show, all women on the show, doing improv, doing sketch, and doing stand-up like we do. And we did our podcast there, and it was just really a wonderful time. So if you're in Sacramento, go to the Comedy Spot and check it out. They have really fun shows there.
I started there, so...
Woohoo! Okay, there you go. Anyway, but I've been Felicia Michaels.
Did you say your social media?
Oh, yeah. I've been Felicia Michaels, and you can follow me at Felicia Michaels. Mm-hmm. Jessica.
All weekend, I've had to fucking hear that. Go ahead.
I'm Jessica Wellington, and you can follow me at JessWellington2 on everything, and you have been lied to.
Thank you, Don McCracken. Thank you.
You the man.